Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, what's up? It's The Voice, and we are in Drunken Lullaby Studios for a very, very special Drunken Lullabies. We have a full cast on hand today. We have a studio audience. We have a baby. We have a dog. There's a lot going on this episode. We're ordering Casey's pizza, and we have some special guests. We have some new guests, and we have some returning guests. Blake Biermanski is actually here today.
Hey, I went to the Bahamas and stuff. It was okay.
Yeah, so he's back.
I said Bahamas are all right, but Pekin, Illinois.
That's where it's at.
Take me back.
Yep.
And enough of this Bahamas crap.
And you just heard him laugh. Maybe you recognize it, but our good friend Hippie.
What's going on?
His first time in Drunken Lullaby Studios proper. We got you out of the love hole for once.
Thank God.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's getting weird down there.
Yeah. So welcome.
There's room for many men there.
Yes. And we've got two new guests. Sitting to my right, a longtime friend of mine. You may have heard him on the radio at some point in the greater Peoria area. But welcome to Drunken Lullabies, Andy Savage.
Hey, everybody.
They can't see you wave.
Oh. Yeah.
You can wave anyway.
As a radio guy, I figured you'd know that. But
yeah. He's on a fancy radio where they can see you.
Yeah. It's like... virtual.
When you wave, it just digitally says waving.
Yeah.
Waving.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. And across from me, a guy who is no stranger to beer podcasts, from the Beer Report, the grandfather of Pekin.
Whoa, why you got
beer podcast?
Oh, no, I'm the guy with the white beard here. That's okay. I'm
Godfather,
good with that.
Godfather, grandfather.
Can he be the Godfather?
Okay, the Godfather.
I like the Godfather. That's good.
Godfather Groucho.
Yes, thank you. Welcome. Welcome to me.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm thinking I have my own podcast.
Yeah,
I'm on your podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to host it.
We had to spend a lot of money to get him on here.
We did. I've been trying to make this happen for a long time.
Believe me, the amount of credits I've had to use against the wife and family to get out here on a Saturday afternoon on a beautiful August day is high. So
yes.
The cost is costing me.
Hopefully
right
that
now.
Well,
the meter's running,
covered.
So this better be good.
All right. Well, like every episode... it's time to kick things off with our favorite game. Let's play a little Spin the Bottle.
Beer makes us fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drum dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer.
All right, let's see who's drinking. That didn't work. Let's do it better.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
It's the hippie.
It's the hipster.
All right.
Whoa, hippie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You almost called him hipster.
I thought those were the same thing.
No, far apart.
Okay, and...
You see that shirt Blake's got on over there? It kind of looks like something.
Yeah.
That's hipsterish.
It's a tank top with a front pocket. He's just missing
the
pocket
square. You never know what you might like.
All right, so Hippie is chugging from Buckle Down in Lyons, Illinois. This is the Oktoberfest German-style lager.
Smells good.
All right, go for it. Pound that beer. Oh, he's already dribbling.
Oh, my God.
Purse those lips.
Oh, God, dang. I didn't
there
even have time
you
to
go.
I thought about recording
well
it,
done.
But by the time I thought of it, the beer was
well done.
I've never seen somebody wrap their mouth around the glass
the
like
entire
that.
Glass.
Nice. Yeah, that was nice.
You guys, sorry there's no video, but
like,
hippie,
a snake eating
yeah.
a rat.
Put his whole mouth around the glass.
I'm thirsty.
All right, well, if you're thirsty, we're gonna kick it off here. This one's going to pack quite a punch. Pour some in your glass and pass it around.
Hopefully it's just like the last beer we had from these guys.
Yes, we're taking it back to
Sarcasm.
The early days. This is the Shipyard Smashed series. We had the Smashed Pumpkin on our first episode, right? Or was that our second episode? I don't remember.
It smells like pancakes.
I just know it did us.
That's boozy pancakes.
But this is the Smashed Blueberry. And this is clocking in at 11%. This is a bourbon barrel aged blueberry.
Of, yeah, but it's blueberry, but what? Like just ale or stout?
Well,
or
let's see. I mean,
it's
let's
dark,
see what
but
it
I'm
says here.
Not
it's
sure if they're calling it
a... I know, I wasn't sure what color it's going to come out. But
ooh, wow, that is... It smells boozy, just like the pumpkin
smells,
did.
Yeah, it does smell like pancakes.
Our bourbon barrel-aged ales are brewed and carefully cellar-aged in small batches.
Oh, wow.
It's got a lot of different malts, several different hops. It's got yeast in it. It says the color is mahogany.
No, whatever. It's good.
The aroma does not say pancakes. It says light vanilla and blueberry with hints of licorice.
That's pancake right there. It's much better than the
dry
pumpkin.
Finish with subtle notes
pumpkin
of blueberry
is
and
bad.
Vanilla. So
pumpkin's bad.
I like the beer. The bourbon barrel aged pumpkin was just so boozy. That's why mine. I just
that's why we all ended
sat
up
on it for a year.
Tyler Flannelmouth. Tyler ended up on a futon, passed out.
Did
and
you buy this recently?
I bought this at Benny's, I believe.
How long ago?
It was in Champaign.
That doesn't tell
maybe
me how long
last month.
Okay, because I just wonder if it's available, because I might actually buy one of these.
Yeah,
I
saw it, and I was
like,
we need to drink that
like
on
a
the
little,
show.
Yeah.
So this reminds me of like when you bust open those little Hostess cupcakes that come in the bag, the blueberry cupcakes.
Yeah, it has that smell.
So, as soon as it came in the glass, I'm like, yeah, there's the blueberry.
That's a great description. That's exactly what it smelled like.
I think, I don't know it, what would be easier to drink, this or that pumpkin one that we
had.
Oh,
this is easy.
I think this, probably the fruit lends itself better.
Oh, yeah, I can get this down easy. That pumpkin was a sipper.
Then you've served it at the proper temperature. It's got a little warmth to it, so it's letting all the aroma come out.
I planned ahead.
Yes, you did. You did a good job.
Yay!
Good job,
I'm
voice.
I'm learning! No, I didn't warm your beer up that you had to chug, though, sorry. We chug them cold here at Drunken Lullabies.
That's the key to a good chug, is to let it warm a little bit.
Yeah, well, we kind of...
I'm still burping it up a little bit.
We jumped straight into the show. I didn't explain why we're all gathered here today to get through
somebody
this thing
married?
Called life.
No, we've lost someone dear to us. That's what I was going to say. Day for the roses.
Yesterday was International Beer Day. And
that's right.
Brianna, Freckles, and I, we decided to have a bottle share party over at Drunken Lullaby Studios. So we've prepared some food that we are going to be enjoying later. And we're having tons of people over to drink beers from all across the country.
Drinking a Don and, Q and a Vonk.
But we thought, hey, we'll have some of us show up early. We'll do an episode ahead of time. So this is the pregame to the bottle share party. And I didn't do the drinking game. I think people know about it by now. But, you know, if you don't, you're supposed to be drinking every time we swear.
Audible expulsion of gas.
Pop culture reference. And anytime the word of the day is said. And today we'll just make beer the word of the day.
That's
beer.
Brutal.
That's good.
So there we go. Drink
I like
up.
That.
So yeah, it's not something I could drink regularly, but it's...
I don't think you want a whole bottle to yourself.
No, you certainly have to share.
It's a good splitter.
Yeah. My problem is it's supposed to be served in stemware, and I'm just wondering where I get the Incredible Hulk stemware.
Yeah. It's
bullshit, right?
It's been a while since we've drank in Drunken Lullaby Studios, so let's go around the horn and see what everybody's drinking out of. Groucho, since you started, what you got?
Well, there was a plethora of choices, and
good
I
word.
Immediately put my beer...
Yeah. No, we don't drink.
We don't have to. We would die.
The listeners.
What fun is this show if we don't have to drink every time we say something stupid?
We'd probably die because we're already drinking.
No. As soon as I saw the Incredible Hulk glass, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So I had to grab the Incredible Hulk.
Good deal. All right. Beermansky, what you got?
I opened the door and just grabbed the first one in front of me, which was Deadpool.
The Merc with a Mouth.
I know nothing about him. I've never seen the movie.
Hulk would beat Deadpool.
I agree. Deadpool is a turd. I mean, Hulk would just destroy him.
Andy Savage, what you got?
The Ultimate Warrior.
He would destroy the Hulk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
I went with a
three-way cage match.
350 Brewing out of Tinley Park. I've got the Poconacha Left Coast Style IPA glass, a collaboration with one of my all-time favorite bands, MXPX. So, and Hippie, what you got?
I guess I'm giving the plug this week because I've got the Distel Brewing glass.
Oh, look at you.
Sponsor so, Stemware.
Distill, you'd make Distill proud.
Hey.
They're proud of you right now.
There we go.
Jeremy's shedding one single tear while listening to this.
Now, Andy, you are, out of us,
attractive.
Probably the more
the most
novice
attractive.
On the craft
the
beer.
Rookie.
Yeah, you'd be the rookie. Yeah. You enjoy the beer, but you don't regularly drink it.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to kind of blow your mind, I think, today and okay. expand your horizon. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I got the double thumbs
up. Oh, yeah. Like, I guess
I should have brought some LSD is what you're saying.
I got a video camera. Maybe he's
liquid
more comfortable with video.
Light,
video. I don't know.
Now,
second shift.
He's got to do sign language over there every time he talks to you.
Now, Groucho, how long have you been doing the beer report?
Oh, God. 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we started doing the show... I tell you what, podcasts are pretty new. I was listening to a couple. It was Craft Beer Radio had just come out like a month or two for us, and I liked what they were doing, but they were kind of dry and cheesy. So we thought we'd be extra cheesy and stupid.
More cheese.
Yes, add more
have
cheese.
Fun with
yeah,
have
yeah.
cheese.
Now it's a love effort between my brother and myself. So that's why we keep continuing to do it.
That's
I was hoping that somebody would come along in the Pekin area and just grab the gauntlet and run with it, and you guys so far are doing it, so...
Thanks!
I'll be happy the day that I retire.
Because, yeah, you guys aren't... You're not a weekly show.
No, you know, and we weren't like you years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
And then life happened.
Yeah, well, my brother lived in my basement, so, hell, you can do as many podcasts as you want when you live in your basement. You know, hey, let's do a podcast, man. All right, 52 episodes, you know.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
But no, if it's one a month, that's about what we do.
Yeah. Well, I recommend checking out the Beer Report. Where can they do that?
Beerreport.com.
Switch those two. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Not my bad. I was talking off mic there.
Yeah, whatever.
But I was on mic. I'm sorry.
What an asshole.
So yeah, check them out. And
yeah, Beer Report, I've actually...
You won't get behind on their show.
Yeah.
No. Like ours, you know, if you don't keep up... you're gonna
get behind.
Yeah,
like yeah, I noticed
Freckles
that.
Is finally up to date. She's been behind for months now, and she just... plowed through a bunch this week, and she's like, oh, I don't have any more to listen to. And I'm like,
last time
don't
I was on their
sound
website,
so excited.
I noticed it was kind of intermittent.
It
comes when
well,
it comes.
Well, the problem is, I refused. I could do the show by myself. I could do it with friends. I've done a few episodes here or there, Harvest Cafe, whatever, by myself, but it really loses the flavor if I don't have my co-host, so I really would rather just do it with him.
Chud.
So, Chud. Yeah.
Shout out to
cheers,
Chud.
Cheers to the Chud.
Chud.
It's a fun name. Sounds like Chode.
No, it doesn't.
But it's not.
I wasn't thinking that.
So I remember you guys did an episode out at the Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did a photo
ooh.
Afterwards.
Got some foam going on
we
there.
We do have some foam going on here. We had a beer report, Drunken Lullabies.
Well, all we really got out of that was the was the beer cam, which I enjoyed producing the most out of.
Oh,
so,
yeah. The beer cam confessions
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, the confessional, that was the best thing, so I'm looking forward to doing that again.
All right. So, Blake, you brought this one, correct?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us what it is?
Why are we doing the separate cups? What's that all about?
I brought just in case you didn't want to pound
if you're like
your
Dustin
blueberry
and you can't
down and you
your
wanted
beer
to enjoy
time.
It.
Oh.
What
a
what
host.
Now?
What a host, all this
right.
guy.
You know what we used to do? We used to do a big jug right in the middle, and then we just dump everything in there, and then we called the Grand Crew.
Ugh.
And at the end of the
oh,
night,
grand
you had
crew.
To share,
like
the, you had to share
like
the Grand
that.
Crew.
That's a great
or
idea.
Spin the bottle and make some drink.
This is
sounds like a volunteer.
Right?
This is a grassroots brewing, which is basically Hill Farmstead. I'm not sure it says, because these beers are brewed and bottled
else.
By Grassroots Brewing at Hill Farmstead Brewery. So, but I don't know if it's like a side project from one of the guys there or how exactly
it smells
it works.
Farmy.
It's pretty much just like Hill Farmstead
horse
beer.
Blanket.
But it's called Brother, and I'm going to butcher this. It's someone that actually knows, like, I'm guessing it's French, will hate me because it's S-O-I-G-N-E. That's all. Brother Swan? I don't know.
Swanson.
But, brother Samson.
Way off.
And it's a farmstead ale brewed with lime and blood orange.
Ooh, nice.
And this one was sitting there because I know we often pull a lot of our beers because they're typically, well, not typically, but if they're like stouts, you can let them sit there.
Yeah, acclimate to the room.
That's why when I didn't mean to interrupt Mr. Groucho earlier,
if
I was saying,
Favre
grab that
is
one.
Spelled, you know, F-V-R-E or whatever,
yeah.
Or this
right.
could be like Sonia or something like that.
Yeah, Sonia, yeah. I don't know.
Somewhere there's French people laughing at us.
Yeah.
Likely the French aren't laughing at Americans.
We're not Jerry Lewis.
They're probably cursing us.
Yeah. They hate us. I've been to France.
So how did you acquire this?
This was one that in a trade I just gotten as an extra. I think Groucho could use. Unless he doesn't want
it. I'm
gotta
not leave. I didn't know what's going on over there.
He got shorted a little.
Andy.
There you go.
Andy Savage.
But yeah, this is one. I was actually doing a trade with a guy.
Yeah. I brought him.
And it was like, it was a pretty nice extra, but we were doing a trade for some bigger beers, so.
Yeah.
He sent me one of those just as an extra, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Why didn't Cheese Place St. Louis had some of those?
Some of that?
Yeah.
That's right. Can I see the bottom?
But that's wine and cheese. There's no beer involved.
The wine and cheese place in St. Louis gets some...
It's the shit.
If you're like a member, you...
Me and Phil were there for a while.
Crazy good beers.
We were there because they say they hide stuff.
Filthy Phil?
Yeah, filthy.
Yeah, they hide stuff, but it's
we're
like...
We're getting filthy.
Like, what they do is they keep track like how much money you spend there and what you buy, and mm-hmm. that's how they know to give you beer. So it's like directly related to that. So like if you buy a ton of Founders and you come in when KBS comes in, you'll get like...
A case.
Know that, and you'll get like a lot more than other people.
Their tracking system is pretty advanced for beer allocation.
If you put it over there.
I've read on it, and I was like,
"It's smart." It's
I was thinking about trying to get my uncle just to start shopping there completely.
There.
Yeah.
Now, Blake, you've been on hiatus. I had to do a few
how
shows
many episodes
without
did you. Do without me,
three.
Asshole? What a dick.
You haven't been on the last three
episodes.
So this
isn't coming out till like, November,
No,
then.
This episode...
Happy birthday, Hudson. It's your birthday,
this
November
comes out
5th.
A week from tomorrow.
Dickhead.
A week from tomorrow.
If it were the beer report, that might be the case.
Yeah, well, I was off work for like 2 weeks, and I had to go to the Bahamas for a wedding. My wife's best friend was getting married to a guy whose parents have a resort in the Bahamas.
Oh, well, that's good.
And we
were staying
there.
Usually that
it was
kind of
terrible. You do look tan. Oh, yeah. And then I golfed in a golf tournament. It was like, it was the most stressful 2 weeks.
And what was this photo I saw of you frolicking? And
I can clutch it from here.
I got a Speedo just to take to the Bahamas. So
I was expecting
the
Borat swimsuit.
You should have saved that for the European vacation.
Over the
shoulder.
Arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blake Clayton, Podcasting God,
honestly,
also the pizza pickup.
Yeah.
Boom.
Blake Clayton, the Podcasting God, is here.
Amen. Amen.
And he's doing me the wonderful service of picking up a pizza.
It looks like a card.
Wait a
second.
Yeah,
he's not coming
back.
You totally played that wrong.
Oh, shit.
He now... Identity
He's
theft.
Gonna spend it all at Rocky
just,
Top Vapor.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Is there a vape shop in South Pekin?
No.
Okay. It's coming.
Sure. Rocky Top Vapor is a sponsor of his main podcast that he started with IBWIP. I was just plugging them too.
So there's this open space
Shameless
for Dollar General.
Drugs.
I'm sure they can put one in there.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Open a vaping
Do they have a gambling spot down here?
Well,
because they need one.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. If you're not from the Pekin area,
Illinois.
It can't just be Pekin. It's gotta be
Illinois. Illinois, yeah.
But if you're not from Illinois and you're listening to this podcast, so they legalized poker machines at bars and basically
anywhere
you just have to get a license
Walmart,
to have it.
Porta potties.
I'm in here, damn it.
Any empty building
on a street
in our town. There's like how many places do you think like seriously?
And they're all named out. They're like women's names.
Emma's. Yeah, they're all named. That's what I was going to say. Molly's or something.
Yeah, I think the one for Chicago Hut used to be.
They sell fried chicken and have dollar beers.
The gyros were so much better there. I don't know what.
Basically, if there was an empty building anywhere in Illinois,
it used to be.
It's going
to
turn into
now it's these gaming rooms.
Well, the good news is it's not all craft breweries because we know there's going to be a bomb bust there.
Yeah,
but I think the gambling shops. Have a bus too pretty soon.
No, Brianna and I were talking about this. It was like, how do you pick which one you go to?
No, do you know what the best one is?
What?
Is the one, and it's like terrible. They're like totally preying on the retired people. So in our hometown here, there's a UAW building.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all retired people.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's this high rise. It's like the highest building in Pekin, which
yeah,
for is. Us is like 13 stories.
Yeah.
And
it's impressive.
Like all retired people. And like its parking lot is almost shared with this little plaza where there's, you know, a supermarket. Whatever, and there's
the
Godfather's Pizza.
I never even thought about that. The back door goes right
into
the UAW.
Yes, the back door is... and so like the back of this place goes right into the, like... So the Godfather's Pizza, they pretty much... I don't know if they separated like an area and opened one of these poker places. And then the Godfather's Pizza also sells $1 bottles of domestic beer.
Exactly.
Granted, we love craft beer here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could go
but
there
when you're gambling all day long
pocket.
With $20 and pennies.
So you can go there, get hammered.
And that's like, true. That's what guys do. They do the penny machine, and you can drink all day for free to throw pennies in there.
Dude. That is, like, I've heard multiple people say that. And actually, one of the smartest things I've ever heard.
They're like, giving the free beer just
so
to
you know,
putting
you know Mike Drolley, don't you? Well, anyway, the guy from Peak. You know Mike?
Yeah, I know Mike.
Mike's the man. But
you went to high school with Mike?
Yeah, we graduated in 99. Class 99, represent!
Isn't it so weird?
He just doesn't seem like he's that old.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I take that as a compliment.
It'll catch up with you.
I could be wrong, but I think it was Mike. Maybe it was somebody else. But they told me they...
You're talking Moose Lodge, Mike.
Went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Went to Vegas, and what they did was they just sit the poker machine, and when the girl came around, like, for drinks and that, because especially if they want you to think you're gambling, you just hit, like, the cash out button, and then the coins would start coming out.
The pachinko machine?
And you'd be like, yeah! And they think you want, so they just bring you drinks. They want you to keep drinking and keep gambling. So that's genius.
Side Vegas trip tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's your Vegas tip.
Bring me 12 beers.
No, on a serious note, I would love to see... I'd love to just survey people sitting in that one, like, down Derby Street next to the old Ace Liquors there. And just
what
find
about
out.
Quick Pick? Quick Pick.
Yeah, there you go.
Quick Pick has been
I was so sad.
A Pekin staple since I've been a
now
child.
It's a gambling
and
bar.
Now it's just a gambling
and
place.
I was so
well,
sad.
Well, the Bex came in there, and you had to know.
Bex
that
totally
point.
Drove
yeah,
that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was going down.
Anyone not from the area doesn't know, but basically there was, like, this shoddy liquor store, convenience store. Didn't even know
it wasn't shoddy. It was authentic.
No, I mean, it was good.
1865 authentic.
I loved it. It was right by my house. But then basically what happened...
You live down there? Oh, man.
Yeah. But what happened is a brand new, like, just beautiful, pristine, basically the same idea, like, liquor store and convenience store, but, like, totally brand new
a
and
lot
nice.
Shinier.
They had electronic doors.
Opened.
Yeah.
And they're specialized in Dollar's mini shots of any vodka or cheap whiskey that you want.
No shit? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have tons. They
the
have
more
like,
you
they,
know.
You walk in and there's just like a wall.
It's not a craft beer Mecca.
No, I'm sure it's not. No. I never had to stop in there. You know, it's right next to Salvation Army. It's usually assigned to me. You know.
Yeah, Audible.
They got stacks of Bourbon County still.
Taste of blueberry. That was the best taste of herb I've had.
Do they? What?
Well, you know what? I think we'll play a little music now. That's usually what we do in the show.
Well, I do want to mention this beer. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Doesn't seem like you guys talk much about the beer.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this.
We hit a tangent.
Yeah, let's talk about this beer because
this beer is solid.
I keep drinking it.
It's a sipper, dude.
Yeah.
We're just going to town.
It's delicious.
It definitely is a farmhouse type style beer, but that fruit juice really fills in the
awesome.
Void. The dryness and kind of the bitterness you normally get, it's kind of softened with the fruit. I like
it's
it.
If you have not from like Hill Farmstead or Grassroots, if you have
no, I've never had that.
All their beers are. Hill Farmstead makes like amazing sours, but they make amazing IPAs, amazing saisons. This beer, I was honestly expecting it to be like super tart or super sour.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of
nice.
Like, I don't know.
Like
I love this. I could sip this like
I would expect this from Distill.
It says, this ale embodies the spirit of perpetual creative collaboration in conjunction with disciplined brewing endeavor.
Tastes like it's
they're really trying to score
tastes
on
like
the $5
Japan
words.
Almost.
Just man with that
dude,
carbonation.
Read a Stone
I could just
sometime.
Yeah.
You could just yeah, no kidding, right?
Doesn't it taste like it's from Japan?
Yeah.
Well, it says
microfine font. Yeah.
Our friend Luke traveled from Japan to
what?
Brew
I'm calling
with
bullshit
us
on that.
That's so
this
weird.
Ale
it just tastes like it's from Japan.
Nobody
that's
named
crazy.
Luke lives in Japan. Okay?
Luke Longley? He probably plays basketball in Japan.
That's the thing they don't tell you. Longley.
It's Luke Longley, former Chicago Bull. Yeah. Luke Longley.
That's right.
Boom. He's now a brewer.
Him and Bill Winnington opened a brewery together.
Bill Cartwright. Yeah.
Cliff Levingston.
Luke.
I saw Tony Kukoc in an
BJ
episode
Armstrong,
of Schwartz
did you?
Yeah. BJ, little BJ.
I was trying to think of who's the little guy that was like, BJ.
Number 10?
Came to me.
All right. Well, since I mentioned playing some music. Our band of the week this week is the Temperance Movement, which is an appropriately titled band for a show about beer.
Bunch of teetotalers. Why would you put them on there?
Right. Well,
that's
oddly,
the one that Drugs Delaney dropped.
Our buddies, Drugs Delaney, they just opened for the Temperance Movement, and originally, the Temperance Movement were going to record a show with me.
Wow.
And we had it lined up, and
Dustin really pissed him off.
No,
I mean,
unfortunately,
that would put you on the map.
Unfortunately,
he said they were from Ireland and they were from Scotland, and they flipped out and were like, "Hell no, we're not doing your show."
He supports the
Yankees.
Yeah, exactly.
No, what happened was they contacted the powers that be to see what their schedule was, and unfortunately they were completely booked solid. They weren't staying overnight. The next day was an off day, but they had to hit the road after their show. So there wasn't any time to record. Sure. They said they wish they could have, and next time they're in the area, hopefully we'll get them on. But, yeah, the Temperance Movement, they're a great, what I would call blues rock. They kind of have that...
You can take their lives, but you can never take their freedom. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Jesus.
But... they put on a solid show. The singer was all over the stage. He was wearing a windbreaker, and he looked like a combination of Liam Gallagher meets Mick Jagger. And he's on stage shaking a tambourine and dancing all over the place. Andy, were you at
I'm
that
turned
show?
On already.
Yeah, we were there. Yeah. We saw Andrew.
It was a good show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Drugs Delaney like kicked some ass. They had a nice turnout for their set, and then Temperance Movement came on and knocked the house down. So we're going to play one of the songs that they played in Peoria, and this is Oh Lorraine, and it's about Marty McFly's mom.
Ooh,
that's or at awesome. Least that's what I'm going to pretend it's about.
I thought it really was.
So here we go. This is for Lorraine Bates McFly. This is the Temperance Movement with Oh Lorraine. That was Oh Lorraine.
That song gave me a B O N.
Oh Lorraine.
Yeah, can you keep that thing down?
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
This
4 inches of fury.
We are pouring some motor oil right now.
This is my kind of beer.
Look at the head on that baby.
This is called Stop, Collaborate, and Listen. Microphone's back with a brand new invention, brewed with Hailstorm and some other
Dude, look at that. This pours like motor oil. I love it.
That's what I said.
Can I see that bottle one more time? I want to see. Damn it.
I think this beer is, they sponsored Daryl Waltrip in the NASCAR circuit.
Dude, Daddy needs a little more. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I've been holding on to this one when Freckles and I went up
this is
for Florence and the Machine.
This is crazy because it's only, I think it said 9%.
Is that in Chicago? Did you go to that?
Yes, this is in Tinley Park. It's 9.8%. This is
thick, vanilla, like mouthfeel for a
vanilla rice stout with cinnamon.
You know thick, I've heard.
I know, very thick mouthfeel.
Ashley loves
it. It's short, but it's thick.
As far as a lot of the stouts I drink, 9.8% is fairly light, and this is thick.
Did you guys see what I did last week? I just took the cafe.
We must enjoy.
Dude, I love cinnamon and beer. Love it.
This is has such a
word to your brewers.
Was this on the shelf up in Chicago?
No, I got it at Hailstorm.
And this is literally fresh, May 18th, 2016. I mean, this thing is about as fresh as it gets.
It's delicious.
So yeah, it was. I'd seen somebody drink this. I think on
Brian
on
Man,
Facebook. Yeah,
Brian Harlan. I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, I
saw him
too.
Vanilla rice.
He seems like the suspect.
And
I like that guy.
When we went to Hailstorm and we drank a flight, and honestly, we weren't that impressed with the beers we drank on site. But I bought several bottles and brought back, and the ones I brought back were better. We drank their anniversary.
Coffee, but I'm getting a lot of like little coffee notes in it.
Currants and
stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's a sea so sugar.
It's a little thin. I can see where if you had this on draft, you may not be totally impressed. But because you've let it warm up, it's kind of built some body up in it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had this cold from the tap handle, it probably wouldn't be as impressive as this.
It's right awesome. Now. It's like the perfect temperature.
Yeah, it is.
It really
You're
is.
You're welcome.
Once again, you've done a great job.
Hats off to you.
It's creamy. You know what I mean? It almost tastes like a milky, which is my favorite kind of stout. I hate when you get a stout.
I want some cereal.
Thin. Yeah. Have you ever had a Black Tuesday from the brewery?
No. Oh, you should have been on that episode.
One of these. I have one.
Good Lord.
We need to have them back on sometime.
No, we need
rock.
I don't have any of them.
There should have been like three more
like
people
20%.
On that.
No, but we need to do it.
Oh, bad. So really just to water down the amount you drink.
We drank four beers from them. The light one was like 8%, but then the other three were all about 20%. And they were variants of their base beer, Black Tuesday. And we had Black Tuesday, and then the Mocha Wednesday, which is a mocha version of that, and then the Grey Monday, which is
as a host, hazelnuts. It was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I've thrown up on a show before.
That's never happened yet.
Yeah. Taking it to a new level.
Hey, if you go back to step it up.
No, if you go back to like episode 5 or 6, there's myself, and my brother going like.
Did you put that in the grand crew that you made on your show?
I don't think. I think we figured the grand crew concept out after that episode. You don't have to finish every beer. You can put some away.
Do you see Cycles doing a whole nother week of releases for their 30th anniversary?
Anyone in the know listening, that would be Cycle Brewing out of the Tampa area?
St. Pete. Right across
the Tampa come
Bay.
On.
Come
don't
on,
guys.
Jeez. You never been there? Like, what the hell?
My bad. Tampa.
Oh,
my bad. My bad, bro.
You were like 2 miles off.
Dude, my bad, bro. Yeah. Cross the bridge.
Word FYI, to your brewery.
I saw that. Word
FYI,
to your brewery.
You go there, it's hipster town, for sure.
Well, but that's not a surprise.
Now, Andy.
That's most words.
What do you think of this? Because this, for somebody that is slightly pedestrian in craft beer, but hey,
straight up vanilla.
Meant in the
straight
best
straight up
way.
Vanilla.
It is.
Don't
best
tell
way.
Us some words.
I am.
Use
he says
science.
I drink apple juice all the time. Yeah. I like the cider.
So. Yeah, he likes the cider. How do you feel about a beer like this? Because this is like jumping into the deep end, probably for you.
I wouldn't drink it all the time, but I have to go with what Hippie said. It was like, it was a coffee.
Yeah, I get a lot of coffee. It's not added, but I'm liking it.
Yep. I love this. I'm glad
that
I could chug a whole bottle of this. I could bottle
a whole
bottle.
It's got a few things that I really like
butt
about
chug?
Stouts in it.
I could possibly butt chug it. Get another bottle. We'll try it on show.
I got the video camera.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I was exaggerating. Okay, so I probably won't
put up
a,
or shut up.
Am I the only one,
come on.
Damn it.
Am I the only one that wishes there might maybe a little bit more cinnamon in it, though?
Honestly, see, I just was saying I think it's the right, like, I'm glad that the
not
cinnamon
too much.
Is
I think it's
soft.
Just perfect. I'm
see, I love the beer, but
I know
I don't get
more
much cinnamon. It's like chocolatey.
Yeah.
It's chocolatey, and you're right.
Because
like,
you like
a lot.
Like
Abraxas,
you like
get a ton of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Abraxas.
I love Abraxas.
I saw that bottle sitting on
okay
the table earlier.
While we're on air, I think we need to stage an intervention. The podcasting god went and picked up a pizza, and he bought more scratch-offs.
Well, they were on his
I know, I was like,
card.
I felt bad because I was like, you're so, it's so funny you said that because I saw him doing this. I was like, I am an enabler because I sent him to get the pizza.
He came here and he already had three in his possession. He went to the store a block over to get a pizza and came back with more.
But I won $10 before.
Blake.
And I won $5 just now.
Blake.
Blake, we love you.
Scratch-off tickets wins. And the lotto are the poor people tax.
No, no, he's
That's
funding
why
my
you
kids
don't want to do
it. Or their school. I like it.
Illinois is not paying any of the lotto winners on...
No, and they're not...
Illinois
is
not doing anything.
Oh, they are now.
Yeah, they passed
they're
the budget,
paying them
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Well, they finally passed the budget. It only took a year.
No, they didn't pass... I don't think they passed
the temporary
budget.
Budget.
Do they?
Yeah.
So now, can we get into a deep politics talk?
Yeah, let's do it.
Who do you guys vote for?
That would be great.
No, no,
let's
no.
Hillary
let's
or Donald Trump?
We don't talk politics. I think you said on your show you don't really talk
it
politics
was a joke.
Either.
Oh, my God. We talk politics way too much.
FYI, yeah. I know yeah. I could have a beer with
when
Donald
When I was
Trump
at the bar, you don't really talk politics or religion. And I would, yeah, if people those, started those, talking I, those, I was
we
like,
talk both those things, which is the worst thing to do, but we don't care, you know?
Okay.
That's when you get those nice heated debates.
I don't give a shit what people say. I'm just saying, like, at the bar.
Well, it's easier when you're with your brother who pretty much agrees with you, so you can pretty much flame everybody else as stupid and you're smart, so that's all.
Top of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump has appeared in a WrestleMania several times.
That's bonus.
You don't have to tell us
right?
why you're voting for him.
Oh, I'm not voting for him.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
This is not a politics show.
Well, that's why I wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah, like
Gary Johnson,
the leader of the free world.
Look at this guy. Yeah,
could you imagine if Hillary Clinton was on like WWE
match.
Though? Like,
so
would she like try to get one of those outfits? Party. Like, what the fuck would go on with that? Like, oh man.
All right. Well.
Steel cage match. I guess.
This is
oh, clown shoes, delightful.
Yeah,
this is their second anniversary. This is from 2013.
Nice.
Yeah, this is almost 3 years old.
This is named
right.
after one.
I brought this for you guys. This
I think I'm
going to
be a regular on
this
show.
Trainer.
I don't know if I mentioned I'm going to start showing up every episode.
Dude, I've been telling you. I've been trying to get you on for a while.
Just let me know when you record.
We
I'll be right
my salary is depleting because I haven't had any shipments recently, but I still have a...
This
know,
is,
but
I'm
only getting your shipments.
I've got like 100 bottles.
I'm only
this
when Shemansky's
trying
here.
To get
okay.
shit.
That's a caveat.
This is named after one of the kiddos' favorite shows. This is the Clown Shoes
yeah,
Vampire Slayer.
I think this is the one...
Oh, I got that one.
If I'm incorrect, you should keep this bottle. If I'm... I could be wrong.
Dude, this is a great beer.
I could be wrong, but this might be the one that they had
they
like copied. They got sued and had to change the name and change it to like Undead Party Crasher
from
or something like
Buffy
that.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So
the episode.
Honestly, I was
going
to tell you, save this bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon's
I will put
now.
It in Drew's room.
Sarah yeah, Michelle Gellar's yeah. getting 5% of every bottle they take.
Well, she could.
But yeah, I've been sitting on this one for a while.
She right. hasn't done any Maybelline commercials.
No, the last thing she did was that TV show with Robin Williams, and then killed himself in that.
Oh, wow.
Robin Williams, like the musician from...
Dude, England? No.
Wait. Robin Williams, the actor?
What? Robin Williams.
No,
I had a drunken
Jesus.
Moment.
Watch
shut up.
You back. Want you back.
For a second, I thought
you
said...
back for good.
Fuck you. I thought you said Robin Williams for a second, then I realized you said Robin Williams, and I realized
no.
you were talking about...
Yes.
Dead Robin Williams.
Sarah Michelle Gellar on a show with Robin
no.
Williams.
No shit.
What was that?
I want to watch that show.
Fuck you guys.
Is that Mort and Mindy?
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh shit.
It's Morgan Robin.
I'm getting flipped.
Nanu, nanu.
I hate both of you, or all
used
of you.
To watch reruns.
Dude, you
of
just
give
us the
ammo.
Damn it.
So, yeah, this is Clown Shoes.
Fucking brain fart.
We haven't drank a Clown Shoes beer.
I don't
on
think
the
so.
Show.
We need to do
I
a
almost
Clown
brought
Shoes
a Clown Shoe with
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I don't remember which one I got in the fridge, but I've had this one. This is a great beer. Better be great. I talked it up.
Thinking
of, yeah. Oh my!
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I didn't know what you.
It's your house.
It is my house.
I was giving you boss for.
It says, "In a world full of uncertainty, hardship, and people trying to hold us back, do we need vampires too?" Cloud Shoe says, "No, die, monsters, die."
Hold on, if there's more to read,
there is.
I think I just saw someone, a celebrity, drop in here, and you should let him read it. Is that? Oh my God, Fred. From the B-52s?
Oh, God.
Is that him?
Yeah, he is. Look
oh, my
him.
God. It is him. Let him read the second
Hey, guys. It's Fred Schneider from the B-52s here on Drunken Lullabies.
Just got back from the love shack.
I did. Hello.
It's all a big sign.
Our second anniversary ale incorporates signature dark malts. Holy water and malt smoked locally with hickory ash and vampire killing steaks.
from clown shoes.
So if you drink holy water, can a vampire drink your blood?
You know it.
Fred knows all about vampires. Yeah, yeah. If you have a vampire-related question, a lot of people don't know that. Fred's like, well...
Well, anything about sucking, Fred seems to know that.
I'll be hey.
Okay, thanks, Fred.
Yeah,
no problem.
That was great.
Yep, so... If you want to hear more Fred Schneider, listen to IBWIP. He's a regular contributor.
He definitely is.
Wow. So,
episode 250?
I don't know. I don't know what episode it was. I had to do karaoke.
Somewhere around there. It's called Saber Point, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surprised Big E's not here, to be honest with you.
He gets off work at 6, so you're warmed down.
Oh, he should have brought the pizzas. He works at Domino's.
Hey, thanks for the heads up.
Yep. Well, Rick. There you go.
So there you have to prepay.
That was half my paycheck buying those pizzas.
So this clown shoes, it's 10%.
Come on,
and it's out of Ipswich, Mass. So
Ipswich.
Is that near Worcester?
Sure. Why not?
It's Massachusetts. Everything's close. Okay?
Yeah, it's Massachusetts.
Worcester.
You know, I think I heard it's within like 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That's maybe two.
Like Chicago or St. Louis to us, guys.
Yeah. I mean, us, yeah. A state like Massachusetts fits nicely into the northern half of Illinois,
We do live in a big state.
Dude, you don't know
Chicago
until you drive,
to Carbondale, that's 5 hours? Yeah.
Until you want to go to someplace like Scratch Brewing, and you're like, oh yeah, I'll just run down to Scratch, and you do the Google Maps, and you're like, fuck, that's
I've never been
hours
to Scratch.
Driving across Illinois would be awful. At least some states that are long, you drive across and you're like, oh,
where
cool.
is
like,
that?
You drive through Montana, Wyoming, like,
it's north
of
Carbondale. Like,
you know, you drive through Illinois, it's like corn, soybeans.
Dude, I drove to Colorado by myself and back, let me tell you.
I did my annual Colorado trip.
So there was like one third of your drive that was cool?
I mean...
No, not even.
Not even.
No, because Colorado...
Because it doesn't get cool until you hit Colorado.
Halfway into Colorado.
Yeah, you're right, because part of Colorado...
I went up north to like Fort Collins, so it was a little bit...
Oh, nice.
Scenic,
that's right, because I talked to somebody who lived in Colorado. I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. Mountains and shit. They're like, no, I live in like
Collins.
The southeast part of Colorado. Like, it was awful.
Here's the thing. Illinois. I grew up in central Illinois. I grew up by Pontiac, and I used to think I lived in the middle of nowhere.
So Flanagan? Were you in Flanagan?
Fairbury, actually.
Oh, okay.
Close.
My parents
starts with
lived
F.
in Flanagan.
I was just there.
Were you? I'm sorry.
Track.
Anyway, so I grew up in this small town, 3,000 people, surrounded by cornfields. It was 45 minutes from Bloomington. And he's like, man, this is the worst place in the world. There's nothing worse than this. Like, for miles, all I see is corn. Then I drove through Kansas, and I thought, these fuckers have it so far worse.
Yeah, right. Kansas is rough.
It's 500 miles of Fairbury is what it is. It's just horrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
Now, Godfather...
Yeah, and whoever made that Flyover State song, that fucking country guy, he's like, yeah, oh, look around and corn and this shit. Like, no, it's fucking awful. You're an idiot. Nobody wants to live in those states. They are flyover
states.
Oh,
I know
some
guys who work for me who love just rolling in their big Chevy trucks through the corn. And,
I'm rolling smoke or whatever they call it with the pipes out of the back of their car. I'm just well... You have a low IQ. Like, that's how I know. If you're driving a pickup with a giant stack coming out of the back, you are not
with Chevy Silverado.
Clearly,
fortunately, those guys aren't podcast listeners. I guarantee you.
So
we have to worry about that.
Podcast that's homosexual.
Yeah. Them homosexuals listen to that. Probably vote for Hillary or Killary.
And that's
die, Hillary.
And bitch, he's going prison.
Speaking of podcasts, that's what I was wanting to get into. I was wanting to see if the Godfather had any words of wisdom.
Hillary sucks, but not like Monica.
Newbies. We're nearing our 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
I mean, it's still a couple months in the future.
Yeah.
But we recorded our first episodes in October.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we didn't launch
anniversary
until...
party.
Can you sprinkle some knowledge all over us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me dust y'all.
Yeah.
I have no knowledge to give you other than if you have two people in tandem or three people in tandem to keep everything motivated, you'll keep the show going. If it comes down to one person driving everything, that'll work as well. But there's no reward. There's no reward.
Well aware.
Okay, so there's no monetary gain ever in this. You can pretend.
We do have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money we've made from the still?
Yeah.
I'm talking like I have a room in my house. Just like if I open the door, just coins can point up like Scrooge McDuck. And I just swim in it. Like it is crazy.
And we get a lot of free beer.
Which is great. And free beer has actually been worth more than the money
that's true.
That you've paid.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy about that.
The best thing in the world is when you come home from work and there's a box of free beer sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that there's nothing greater than that. Or when there's distributor reps
when we
like emailing us saying,
a day
we really want you to drink
line.
Our beer on your show. You're like, oh, yes. This, yeah. this
hold
is
on,
Ray, this
you want to give me beer to
yeah.
drink?
Yeah. Okay, if I have to.
I'll do it.
We actually got flown out to the Stone Brewing 10th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was,
so that was 10 years ago because it's our 20th anniversary.
Yes, yes, yes. So one of our earliest vidcasts is
that's
me,
clout.
And
right
I was
there.
Talking to Greg Cook on that.
Yeah, this is like a
YouTube it. Yeah, hell yeah.
This is like the biggest dick swing. His dick is touching
that,
the
whole thing. Right here's
now.
The thing.
You talk
here's
about step swing. Up. You're stepping on his dick. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Oh, let me roll it up for you here.
Now let's think about that.
Fruit by foot style.
In Pekin, you might be the only five guys who even care about that shit, okay? Yeah. Nobody else in town knows what they're talking about.
Yeah. Like, they flew you out to California and made you drink shitty beer?
I'm 18% more attracted to you now after talking the same. So.
Well, let me tell you, it's fleeting, okay? You're flavor of the month. We were focused on, well, I think you had the whole thing where iTunes put you on the cover page for a week. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Been through all that, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool. Get a ton of listeners.
We got a bump for a little bit. We got some new listeners.
But the thing is, this is just like fame and celebrity. I mean, you got to be able to work past that because it is fleeting. There's always some asshole trying to take your job from you. So,
yeah.
You just,
what, am I that asshole?
No. Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
Dude, I told you. I've been trying to get rid of this fucking
there's
podcast.
There's some up-and-comer 21-year-olds that are coming up on you now.
You know
now,
what?
The coolest thing is...
I got the music connections.
That's right.
Yeah. You know?
Well, the cool thing is you're into the indie music, and I'm totally into indie music, but I never thought about melding the two. There was a good beer show over in Muncie.
Okay.
He did that whole thing 10 years ago, and he had bands on the show. And Muncie's a great spot because it's a college town.
Oh, yeah,
so you'd have
sure.
bands in there at the Fickle
and
Peach.
And Indiana's got... tons of great breweries.
Yes, yeah. So he was swimming in good beer years ago. So I was like, I'm not going with the
band.
Can't
drink on Sunday, but you know.
you can buy from breweries on Sunday though.
Yeah.
Hey, 60 years ago, some religion didn't like us drinking on Sunday.
We don't like daylight savings time.
Yeah. Fuck you. We're voting for Donald Trump.
Dude, that has so screwed me going to a business meeting in Indianapolis before. I'm like, they're like, you're late, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm late.
I'm 5 minutes early, sir.
All right.
You're
well,
late.
While we finish up this Vampire Slayer, whatever the fuck it's called now, let's hear a word.
I think it's Undead Party Crasher. I could
okay.
be wrong.
Undead
check
Party
me.
Crasher.
No, it's definitely Vampire Slayer. Don't listen to Schmitz.
Yeah.
What's
dry hot with garlic.
Sued. Well...
Let's get sued.
We're gonna listen...
No.
Because once the fame's fleeting,
Sarah
you need to
Michelle
get sued.
Sarah Michelle
Gellar's
coming for your house, Blake.
Right. No, I mean, let's we can say it. I'm just saying.
I've got her whole series of DVDs
you know what, guys?
Over there she can sign.
You know what, guys? Robin Williams is the best musician ever, so fuck you.
Oh, my God.
All right, on that note, let's hear a little about...
Robbie was great and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Let's go with IBWIP on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
And here we go.
For over 8 years, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, has brought you the best in roots music, adult comedy, and real talk with his ever-revolving cast of co-hosts in the form of It Burns When IP. Join one of the true podcast originators along with intern Heather and the Bottle Cap Kid as they play games, interview interesting characters, and just maybe uncover the meaning of life. New episodes of IBWIP can be found every Friday on the Fakakta Comedy Network. Check us out at fcfnetwork.com and join in on the fun.
All right, and we're back. That was IBWIP.
Oh my God! All right, one more.
The show I'm also on. So if you are all caught up on Drunken Lullabies, you should listen to IBWIP because you get more of the voice. Yeah. All right,
that's good.
All right, and this is our guest beer. Like I said, we are pre-gaming a bottle share event.
Damn.
And Eric,
I'm so excited for this.
What? Oh, Groucho.
Thank you.
Sorry. Hey,
this is my pick of the week.
Is it like an Oz type thing? Like you don't want people to see behind the curtain?
No, it's definitely a behind the curtain thing. Someday I'm going to run for Congress and all the shit's getting deleted.
Okay, so Godfather Groucho brought, this is the 2014 Backyard Rye Bourbon County.
Aaron, what's your pick of the week?
It's just 12.7%. From 2014.
I said 2013. I'm in error. That's an error.
Oh, it's 2013?
Yeah, 2014 was Vanilla Rye.
Shemansky the Beer Geek.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
it.
Look at
it's
that.
It's right down here. Bottled November 20th, 2000. Okay.
But okay, so
dude.
November of 13.
Do we need
I
to call
received
Smashley?
The bottle of 14. That's why.
That's probably why.
Okay. Do we need to call Smashley now?
She needs
might
a sip.
Want to sip it, yeah.
Go get Smashley.
Okay, so the last time I drank this beer, Blake and Ashley, Smashley, They thought it had too much fruit to it.
This is a new one.
Best New Year's ever.
It was awesome. We drank this, a Mexican cake, and a Black Tuesday. We were late.
He still hasn't gone upstairs to get
his
wine.
It is stout with mulberries, boysenberries, marionberries, which I've never heard of in my life.
Marionberry, he was the mayor of Washington,
D.C. Oh, that's
D.C.
right.
Brewed with crack cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Brewed with crack. Okay, I like it.
That's why this explains.
No wonder I've been looking for another one for so long. God dang.
All right. The Bourbon County release is inspired by the berries our brewers first remember eating from the trees in their backyards. Full of dark, spicy, and pleasantly sweet flavors, this trio of berries nicely complements the flavors imparted from the barrel, resulting in a smooth, jammy stout perfect for sipping in your back porch.
Thank you for doing my job
for
me.
No problem, bud.
I appreciate that, Groucho. Lightning the load.
10 years of practice there, bud.
Yeah, well, oh, he come instead of coming down with his wife, he comes down with a slice of pizza. All right.
Yeah, okay, guys, what's up?
This Szymanski guy, he's great.
She won it.
Really?
Whatever.
I find that hard to believe. I think you went up, you saw the pizza, and you totally forgot to offer her something. And
she was probably nervous.
And let's not even talk about how you didn't bring any down for anybody else. Like, what the fuck?
It's all right. Hey, I'm making ribs.
It's good pizza.
We have, Freckles and I have prepared a bounty. We have ribs slow cooking in the oven right now. We've got some nice garlic potatoes in the crock pot, bacon, green beans. We have ham and Swiss sliders.
Wow.
Andy brought some potato salad and popcorn and what else?
Pasta salad. And condoms.
I brought nothing, so yeah.
I brought some beer.
You could have brought this beer and then kicked me in the balls, and I would have been like, thank you.
Well, come on, stand over there. Let's move over and let's try this out. Let's see how many people would be kicking
in the balls. Form a line.
Now, here's the thing. You know, I have a lot of great beers cellaring. I even have a, I'm trying to think. We got like a 15-year-old Cantillon sitting at home right now. But the best thing to do, and this happened with Hrothgar.
You're smart because you were getting Cantillon back in the day when like even Fry.
Yeah, well, I'm about thinned out.
Before everybody was like, oh, Cantillon.
Yeah, we used to be able to get it on the shelf, but it was still 30 bucks a bottle, but we'd buy it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, the last time we did a bottle thing at the Speakeasy in Pekin.
Are you talking about Brian Harlan soon to be opening Speakeasy?
No. I'm not talking about him.
Tannins and Hops?
No. But we had brought a Cantillon beer out there.
Just giving him a shout out.
And
which one?
Our,
good guy.
Biff Tannin and Hops?
Yeah, Biff Tannin and Hops.
I don't remember. That's what it's called. I don't remember. I could look it up and
just
see.
Just one.
Yeah,
it
was a great beer. But anyway, it was 10 years old. And Hrothgar like freaked out. He's like, you know, if you sell me this beer right now, I can get $400 for it. And I'm like,
what?
You know.
Yeah, Fufu? Was it Fufu?
Huh? I don't remember what it was. Nah. If you told me the name, I'd probably know.
Gibberish?
No, Fufu.
He means speaking Danish.
It means something pussy. I
or
forget.
Belgian.
Okay.
But my thing is...
Yeasty Puss? It's the name of one of their most popular.
Is that the one where they made like the beer from
the women's
pussies?
Vaginal
yeast? No. Not that. Not the vag yeast beer.
That went on like 10 years ago, too. We talked about that at the Distill Show I did back in like 2006. I'd rather share a beer like this than to worry about selling it and sell it to somebody. Because to me, the best thing you do is buy a beer for 10 or 15 bucks or whatever and sit on it for a couple of years and then share it with some people and everybody admire it. Especially when with people who appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I despise the people that sell beer. Which there's
is
a black
new
part.
For me.
Well, you're one of the people... proliferating
he
that
trades.
Whole thing.
No, I trade beer. I trade beer. Sell. I don't sell it. Right. I have a beer at home I could sell for like $450, but I'm just looking forward to sharing.
What is it?
That's the way I am. Yeah.
Morning Delight from Toppling Glass.
Oh. Sky rockets in flight.
Beep.
Bing, bing. Yeah. That's the Morning Delight.
Yeah, when are we going to drink that motherfucker?
What date is that?
When's that recorded?
That's when Juan comes to town and brings the OG Rare.
Yeah, Juan, that's a drink. For your listeners at
home. I forgot about that rule.
When
we
Juan Lopez is mentioned.
Are you guys waiting to, like, you said the budget's got to build back up so you can fly him out, right?
No, he's doing that. That's all him.
Yeah. We'll have Juan on someday.
We'll pop some stuff. I'll pop some stuff. I got...
Do you Juan have flies out. He's going to be on the show. That's for sure. We'll make him bring some whales with a Z.
Yeah.
Whales brew.
Well,
this beer is it is everything you said.
It's awesome.
It's delicious.
There's so much, even being like 2 years old.
Yeah,
there's so much berry. It doesn't taste boozy at all.
It's
just
still
a stout.
Sweet though. So you think you probably could have sat on for a year.
It definitely has a sweet finish. Andy, what do you think?
Oh, yeah,
please,
it's
Andy.
It's good. Yeah, like
yeah.
Descriptors, Andy. Descriptors. Let's hear it.
The description's good.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with Ian. I don't know. There's a lot of hops.
No, no, no. No, it does not.
There's no hops.
Drink.
No.
Just take
that's
a...
That's all I know.
That usually works.
Hey, technically, though, technically...
That usually works.
Stouts have more hops than a lot of IPAs.
That's not what he's describing.
But it's a balance.
He's going for the cheap... He's going for the cheap grab.
Yeah. He was going for the cheap grab.
Get some in your mouth.
Come on. Put some in your mouth and just think about what... I mean... Just give us a descriptor. Just something.
That's why I said mine. Just put something in your mouth.
Yeah,
and
there you
got
go.
A kid 9 months later.
Fucking
that you got it in the wrong end. I'm sorry. But that wasn't her mouth.
It was good. He's sticking to it, folks.
I love it. I
do
love
I get this thing
right down the middle? Right
peanut
down
butter
the middle.
Jam.
It just like tastes, Bill Alfonso.
It's like somebody dropped jam in a beer.
Do you like it better than you had it last time?
Can it taste like the last one, just cold instead of kind of.
You think
Andy,
about,
Andy,
I mean, if you were thinking
Andy.
About like
hey,
foods like figs
somewhere.
Or like sweet fruit or I mean is there anything that hops out at you?
Not hops though.
Hops don't hop out.
No. I don't know.
Is there anything?
All right,
I killed the show.
We're pressing. We're
no,
pressing. Sorry.
No,
it's, all right, it's unfair.
No.
It's unfair to do it to you.
No, he
next show
like,
we expect far more.
I was like, hey, you want to be on the show? He's like, oh, I can just watch. I'm like, no, we'll have you on. And you can drink the beer and stuff, so.
I just want to laugh.
So. Okay.
Well, you're not even doing that.
You're not gonna
I just want to dance.
That's not going to happen on this show. No laughing.
Well, we can dance.
No,
we can have a dance party.
No.
You want to have a dance party?
You know
I think it's time for a dance party.
With your red
can we
shoes
listen to the new Justin Timberlake song?
No. We're going to listen to another song.
Like David Bowie.
Nobody,
exactly, dude. David Bowie, he
another
got
song
it.
Nobody's ever shouted movement. David Bowie in a podcast. Come on.
Right?
I like
come
David
on.
Bowie.
Yeah, I know. But
I
it
own
just
like
doesn't,
three David Bowie t-shirts.
That's fine. But nobody's
we
shouting.
I know.
David Bowie Museum.
Maybe I need to listen to more. I like his like four popular songs.
We went to Chicago to see the David Bowie.
It's too hard to work.
It's like terrible.
Somebody told me
Bowie's too hard to work.
What?
Here's the thing.
It's like you have to make
when you get
to
my
to
age.
To
do you listen to Mark Maron? Do you listen to Maron's podcast?
Mark,
do you listen? Okay, so Maron had a good point the other day. When you get to our age, and Maron's 10 years older than me, I don't want to get into whole thing and start trying
he's
to learn
67?
Something because I could fucking die tomorrow. So what's the fucking point of trying to learn a whole thing that might take years or two? It's like Flaming Lips. Like Flaming Lips, got some
yeah,
great albums.
They have some great
but
songs.
Do, but or Fish.
And they're trying to
do
shit with
Miley
Cyrus.
Do I need to invest a couple years into a jam band or something? And,
no.
And just to learn the whole thing? Because I'll be honest with you, I could be dead tomorrow. So what's the fucking point?
Are you yeah. telling me my life is like meaningless?
I'm telling you, anything
he
you,
say
anything you absorb, anything
no.
you absorb, it could be useless because unless you're outputting, you know, versus inputting.
What about Just Dance? You like Just Dance?
Like the game that my kids play?
No,
in the
David Bowie.
My kids. I thought you were going to rant about David Bowie.
Or Let's. I said,
well,
sorry.
Bowie was
like,
part of it.
I said Just Dance. I meant Let's Dance.
It's a
because
David Bowie.
Bowie because Bowie, because
like
Bowie, you got to dig deep.
Let's Dance.
That's 80s Bowie.
That's
Bowie.
You don't have to
Bowie.
Think about it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's top.
On your red
that's
shoes.
Top
right? Yeah,
yeah,
dude. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like, those songs great. But then you listen to like his album when he died that came out.
It's horrible.
And I was just like, I was like, what kind of self-serving.
That was an inaudible head tilt.
And then of course he dies and Rolling Stone's like, it's amazing. It's so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, sure they do.
Like,
because there's
just good because
here's
he
the thing
died.
About Bowie. He's an iceberg, okay? 10% of Bowie that you heard on Top 40 radio is the part above
yes.
the water. 90% is
yes.
the shit that you can't
exactly.
tolerate. You can't
exactly.
listen to.
Oh, I can tolerate.
I
can enjoy. I mean,
sorry, Dustin.
He definitely
but that is like the best thing I've ever heard when it comes to David Bowie.
I mean,
that was
you know
amazing.
What, Groucho? Let's hear your thoughts on Prince. Let's tear down both of my
hey,
musical idols right
that
now.
That was the
so
best.
String cheese.
So,
oh,
yeah.
God. String cheese.
Oh, there's another. Oh, don't
covered.
Even go there.
Covered Prince and David Bowie.
He's huge.
Yeah.
Second set.
I know he is. He had
no.
a whole tearful.
Well, he's a
hippie. On Facebook,
obviously
I was nearly
you know
crying
that.
When I read his obituary.
I know
David
I'm,
Bowie. Okay?
I know I'm a Bowie fan. Blake broke the news to me at like 2:30 in the morning via text message.
David
me
Bowie's
up,
dead.
Woke
something.
Me up out of a dead sleep to tell me David Bowie died.
Was
like
he
great.
Laughing or was
it? It wasn't as bad as learning Han Solo was going to die in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Don't who is that asshole? Thanks.
We go over to Blake's
I
and
went
he's
to
like,
the,
I don't know. I heard the Han
I
Solo
went to the first
die.
Showing
like,
and
what?
Still.
We did.
Like,
hippie smuggled beers into the theater.
My buddy
he
made
his seven dude, that is excellent.
I got
past the high five.
Yeah.
Bourbon County. Bourbon County watching stuff.
That was the only time I ever got drunk in a movie premiere. I look down and in a Solo cup comes down to me and I'm like, what is
Yeah,
that's Bourbon County hippies just like giving me the thumbs up. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was
dude,
awesome.
This is amazing.
That is excellent.
That was a fun
time. That's a
time.
Great story.
All right, well, anyway, what I'm
totally
trying to get to...
Totally diffuses David Bowie. Thank you.
Oh, going back to Star Wars, sorry. My buddy made his profile picture, like, the day it came out. Was this the picture? And if you haven't seen the new Star Wars right now, sorry, spoiler alert.
The
Turn
Force
it
Awakens,
off.
Everybody's
Turn
seen
it off.
By now.
Well, I guess you already said it on Solid Night. But his profile picture was just Kylo Ren stabbing Han Solo. Han Solo, like, oh, with the lights. Like, that was his profile. I'm like, what an asshole. Like, I went to, like, the midnight or whatever.
It was like the stab.
So it was like the next day
that
I saw. I'm like, what a dick. Because anyone that hadn't seen it just immediately is probably like, oh, Han Solo dies.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, the new one coming out looks pretty good. Rebel.
You're talking
Rogue One.
Rogue One
does look good.
Rogue One looks awesome.
It's because
it's
how they stole the plans of the Death Star.
I think it's the coolest thing ever that they're doing, because it's like the time between episode 4 and 5 or
3 and 4.
I think
3 and 4.
The best part about it has no baggage. It has nobody in it that carries over.
Yeah.
And
I think
it's new
cool
story.
Because,
I think that's the way to do it.
Because remember Admiral Ackbar's like, many men died under these plans.
I'm a catfish, human person looking thing.
He's a squid.
I think if you've been a squid,
is he the guy who says it's a trap?
He's from Mon Calamara.
Have you been
a trap? That's the word.
I thought he was like a catfish, human hybrid.
I tell you what.
Zoidberg.
Have you been to Admiral Ackbar's snack bar? It's a wrap. Great raps.
Oh, Jesus.
It's
all right.
Rap.
On that note, it's
dude,
a
this
rap.
Show's just picking up. Come on.
We're going to play a song by the Temperance Movement. We're on time constraints, folks. This is Three Bullets, which, Three Bullets by the Temperance Movement on Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah.
And we're back, and that was Three Bullets by the Temperance Movement. Did that not sound awesome?
No,
I told you.
It was amazing.
It did. Totally sound awesome. We don't play bad music on this show. Hippie, you just spit. I saw it.
This Shemancy's been spitting on me the whole show.
It is time.
Sour as
Blake, you know what time it is?
It's time for the
Sponsor Spotlight!
Sponsor Spotlight!
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's production software you can get in post, and it works out great. Just
no,
saying.
That was... Okay. That was so awesome.
Instead of ad-libbing.
What I want is the audio version of a side wipe.
Or Fiverr. Have you tried Fiverr?
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. We should have had a photo of that.
Baby's first taste.
Well, what happened?
I'm not going to tell you to do it again, but...
Blake's heard of Fiverr, I'm guessing.
My wife will kill me.
Yeah. I've told Blake multiple times that baby wants two things, beer and cell phone.
Well, I don't know. Ashley does have some nice titties.
This is a pretty preppy shirt.
All I have to say is...
Where's the button down on the collar there?
Hudson J.
He had his 9-month-old picture today.
He's trying to show off his...
Ashley put him in a nice
shirt. He's trying to show off his chest hair, you know?
He was way into the sponsored spotlight. Yeah.
Now he's got the wife beater on. He's ready.
Well, you know what we're drinking? This is going to be a new one for some of our friends. We've drank it on the show before.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
I just checked the show.
This is the Syncopathic. It's the Wild Sour line. This is their brand new dry hop sour. It's for a sour.
It's
6%.
It's right. Sour.
So it's going to do some damage. It is. It's my favorite sour.
It's sour.
It is so good. Groucho, are you not a sour fan?
Oh, I love sours.
Okay. You just weren't ready for that one?
He liked the brother sour.
Oh, my God. This is Pucker.
Yeah. That's what I said when I first started. I was like, whoa.
But here's the thing. You've loaded our lips with sweet, dark chocolate the whole show.
And even that grassroots wasn't too sour.
And then you throw this on us, and it like totally just, it's like a...
Oh, wow.
It's like a neutral drop.
Yeah, right?
No, you're right. Like, I've had this, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
But after everything, even that Brother Swine Union...
Yeah. What do they call those not, old, like...
This is like...
Yeah. The bomb
this
thing
tastes so sour.
This
it's
is really, like when really people put the bombs. Coffee, you know, after they do the wine tasting, they do like the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
This is like the coffee grounds.
I just went from a backyard rye, which is like jam in a stout, to
That kid like whiskey barrels.
Your son is gnawing on a Yopener right now.
He's trying to get some of that devil share on that barrel, man.
Yeah.
He's like, I smell liquor in there, and I'm going to get it out.
Smart child. I can't blame him.
I can't wait to drink a beer with him.
Weirdest pacifier.
First off, I'm going to say this: if you're in earshot of this podcast and you can get distilled beers where you're at,
you should. They have distribution in 17. They,
well,
states,
yeah, like, Arizona is like the western states.
Colorado had a lot of stuff.
They have available in St. Louis, Missouri.
They have That's proven true. Over and over that consistently for a canned beer. You will not get a better sour. You physically can't do it.
No, that's true. Because a lot of sours you get, you're getting like a, what is it, like a 375 or like a, maybe a 500 ml bottle.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you like $12.
Yeah. Even the Westerbrook, which people like fantasize over.
Oh, yeah. And it's good. Yeah.
It is good.
It's okay. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
The distill consistently, and they have several varieties. It's not like there's like one beer you got to get. This is just one of the four now that I've had of sours.
Man, I was over at Benny's in Bloomington. They
had
them for like
$9 or $10 for a 4-pack.
Yeah. No. Remember, I called you. I was like, dude, they got them for like $5 or $6.99 a 4-pack.
Oh my God!
I bought
seriously?
Like two. I bought two Flanders Reds because that's my favorite.
Dude, the Flanders Red is totally underrated.
I like
people
the whole
hate
that.
On it. And I know.
Well, I know why they hate on it.
Everybody hates
First,
on it.
I have a whole philosophy
like
on this.
It.
I have a whole philosophy on this because
let's hear it.
All right, because. Well, this is the sponsor beer, so I don't want to rip on the sponsor beer.
No, you're not ripping on the sponsor beer.
Well, it's a little bit of a rip.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Okay.
You're an individual.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Well, I love Matt. First off, Matt's been very good to us at the Beer Report.
Matt Potts.
Yes. The Wild Sour cans are fun.
They are.
Okay, so you got the yellow, the red, the green.
Collect them all. They're like Pokemon.
Yeah, this is a dark green, so this one looks a little more serious than the
Just
rest of them.
Go.
But the problem is... The yellow beer is—it's a nice
the
light beer. The Hefeweizen, it's
my
very
least
nice.
Favorite.
The
it's
green,
a low.
It's my least favorite too. The green is that like that green apple
Here goes
sour.
And it's salt
was,
and sour.
Yeah, that was my favorite until this came out.
Well, I would disagree because in the summertime, I think that light green can, the Ear Goes Nothing, I think that's a great beer. The problem is by putting out the Ear Goes Nothing and then the yellow can, the Hefe. I think you made these beers fun and light, and then you go to the red, the Flanders, and
which
that
was the
it's
first
got some malty.
Sour I
it's
tried,
complex. It is a
and
very
like
yeah.
It.
It's much. These
it's
are
got more of
sours,
a malty
these
background.
Are all very
yes.
One to, not they're fun. I don't want to say one-dimensional about
it. They're light and fun.
They're easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get to the Red Flanders. And the problem with the Red Flanders is if you throw that in a cooler...
Dokily.
What's your opinion on this, Andy? The Red Flanders, you pull it out of a cooler and it's cold. You drink it, you're like, eh, it's okay. You let it warm up a little bit and you're like, oh my God, the complexity jumps
all
out.
Over the place.
It is. It's an amazing beer for a canned beer.
I know. What's the rep of our area? Is Alex?
Alex Maffei?
I think he Wolf, said that was his favorite,
They changed too much of Wolf. That's a problem.
Alex works for Distill.
He works,
I think
he
told
me
that was his favorite.
Oh, that would be Edwin.
Okay. Edwin Lamb?
Yeah. Edwin Lamb, newlywed, he couldn't make it today because he was in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So
drinking Corona.
Going back to this can, this wild sour can, I think they've kind of fooled themselves a little bit in the way they market them. The yellow and the green should have been marketed as like, hey, these are great summer beers. I think the red and this dark green should have even ripped off this wild sour label and even maybe structured them more as a beer geek's beer. That's just what I'm saying. Because anybody who picks up this beer, if they drink one of the light green cans, is going to blow their brains out.
Okay, but here's the thing. I have recommended this beer to so many people, and I've had nothing but positive feedback. Everybody that tries it loves it.
Is that like two people? Because I can't imagine you could recommend this to 100 people who would enjoy this beer.
Trust me. We're gonna Broadway Liquor. If we had a tasting, of this beer and somebody's like, wild sour, like the beer's sour, they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna go get a Busch Light.
Like, I'm on my Busch Light. I'm going home to shoot skeet.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Skeet, motherfucker.
Yeah, skeet.
Oh, goddamn. Exactly.
What?
I'm gonna use all my best material here tonight.
Do it.
Okay.
Do
it. I was in South Dakota years ago.
The Badlands?
Oh, I don't know where it was at. Somewhere up there.
The better way.
The better way.
No, you have to tell us where the story sucks.
Yeah, anyway. The point is, I was at a gas station. I stopped, and there's guys, Indian guys, white guys, black guys, and they're in these Ford work trucks getting out of the truck, just looking like they've been working their ass off all day, covered in dust, probably working on some kind of oil rig or something like that. They look like shit. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm pumping gas. And I go inside to pay for the gas, and I see them grabbing a case of Busch. Case of Bud. Yes. Not light, just Busch or Bud.
Busch heavy.
And I'm like, God damn, you know, I sell some craft beer on here. But I'm thinking to myself, you know what? These guys have busted their ass all day. They want a cold beer that's refreshing. They don't have to think about anything. That's the purpose of those beers. So if it's Coors Light, if it's Budweiser, that's
end game, get drunk.
Not even get drunk, just get mellow.
I'd have to drink a lot of those.
I know, dude.
But there's a purpose for those beers. So it's hard for me to say, oh, yeah, if we threw some wild sour on the shelf there in South Dakota, that these people would be like, oh, I'm going to drink that or try that.
What I was meaning is like beer nerds.
Mm-hmm. This is a nerd beer.
Yeah, totally.
This is a nerd beer.
Totally.
This is one that you guys should be sharing across the country because people in California or people in Oregon who can't get this should try this.
And this isn't something you get somebody into craft beer by drinking. This is somebody that, if you give it to somebody that's not into craft beer, they say, I never want to.
And I'll be honest, this showed up in other markets before we could even get it locally.
That's cool.
The first time
it's kind of a bitch, man.
I got a hookup because Distill sponsors us, and I got a 4-pack of it straight off the canning line. Mm-hmm. We got it a day old.
Still basically knows Illinois.
And I know, Blake, when you do your trades, I know you like to try to throw extra beers into the trades. I know you throw some Distills in there.
Yeah, if they don't get the Distills, it's a good thing to spread.
Yeah, spread the Distills.
Well, here's the thing. I love Peoria Brewing Company. Illinois Brewing Company had some shithole over there years ago.
They just started canning.
Yep.
The squeeze play. Mm-hmm. That can looks awesome.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of it on Facebook earlier today.
It was by me.
I thought for their first can, that's a solid.
It's a wrap.
I like the Moody Cow. The Moody Cow's good.
Yeah. What did they can? They canned two beers. Do you know what they canned?
Moody Cow and
there's Eric the Red.
Was it Moody Cow?
Eric the Red.
No, it wasn't Moody Cow.
No, it was Eric the Red.
Eric the Red, yeah.
You know, Hrothgar's mad. It's not the Hrothgar.
Oh, God. Okay. He's probably not getting a nickel a can or something like that, okay? No, they did a wrap on those. And the way I understand this, and I wish I would have went to the canning party, mm-hmm. I'm guessing a truck showed up, and they just they have a mobile canning situation set up there, and then they do a wrap on each one of the cans, is the way I understand. So that's the way I've seen them operate in the past. I don't know how pure it is.
Because, you know, the guy that does the chalk art at the brewery does a great job.
Yeah.
Like, every beer has its own little
square on the boards, and the guy does great art. And I don't know if that's who designed the can.
Maybe
for him. Maybe, I don't know. It looked cool. It was like a big orange swinging a baseball bat. It was pretty cool.
It's a good beer, and I had one fresh. I got it at Broadway Liquors last week, and drank it at work.
Yeah, good man. One of the few people that's on here that realizes Broadway gets good beer.
I always
thank all the local Peoria area beer nerds for going to Fryer and staying out of Broadway because they don't realize that Broadway actually gets good beer.
Well, you want me to rip on on Fryer Tuck? I can do it.
Well, I want to give another shout out to Broadway. Now available at Broadway, our buddy Brian from White Oak out of Bloomington. You can get his beer at Broadway in Pekin.
Just had a Llama Llama?
Yep, I have a White Oak Bomber upstairs in the cooler. It will be drank later tonight.
Llama Lion, what was
Brian
it?
Was on last week's episode. You weren't with me.
Something like a
beer competition.
You were in the Bahamas
and drank Jet Great Beer.
It was awful. I was like,
it was a mild.
I found like Dory, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, everybody's looking for Dory. Found her.
Yeah.
Saw her in the
Flounder?
Yeah.
No, Dory.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker. I said found her. He said flounder.
Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
You know it's better down when it's wet. Take it from me. Up on the shore, walk on there.
It is
out
always
the
better
away.
Down where it's wetter.
I can't even believe that you knew that many words to that
song. I know like the whole song. I love Dizzy songs.
When you mow the lawn.
Challenge
you
me.
Want it, but
your son's not old enough to be watching Disney movies. So
that's a reference.
No, it's me.
That's because him. It's
when I was in high school and I got my wisdom teeth out, my buddy brought over like all Disney movies we sat and watched.
Sounds like you got high on pain pills.
On Vicodin and watching him. It was even cooler.
I'll bet you we could play that song right now.
Sebastian is a crab, right?
That's right. Boom.
Yeah. I would wager right now that you could play that song and every one of you could karaoke to it.
Exactly.
Including myself. Yes, because Bet You on Land, they understand.
The
you don't reprimand your daughter,
green
okay? I know all that shit.
In somebody else's lake, I dream about going up there.
But that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you.
Right
you
on the ocean floor.
Such wonderful things around you.
What more are you looking for?
See, under the sea. You mock me, but you know it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
No, I like Aladdin.
I'm at a
better.
Loss for words.
With
Aladdin soundtrack,
with the late great Robbie Williams.
Yes, absolutely.
Robbie Williams. R.I.P. Best British musician there's been.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Well,
you guys have stumped me.
Let's
Elton John. Who?
Let's
Robbie
do our
Williams.
Pick of the weeks.
I don't know what the pick of the weeks is. You gotta
hippie,
me this.
Hippie.
You gotta pick your favorite beer.
What was your favorite
one
that we drank?
I want to give two because I can't pass up
you
that Bergen County.
You can't.
Backyard Rye.
You can't.
The Stop,
you
Collaborate.
There must only be one. It's like Highlander.
You have to pick one. You have to pick one, but you can say your second place. So you're the same as me.
There can only be one.
We are both Backyard Rye with Stop, Collaborate, and Less Than Second
That
place.
Beer was good. Yep. If I saw it on
why
the shelf,
are you feeding
it?
He can make his own decisions, okay?
I know what
do
he's
you
saying.
Not, do you, is he your batter?
Really all that
no,
matters?
Why?
What's Andrew's
that's what he was
that?
Saying.
Like, I'll order for both of us.
Yeah.
We're having steak.
Yeah. I'm the salad.
I know what he was saying. He wants to pick the Stop,
no,
Collaborate,
he can,
but he can't.
I do. But
first,
I can't.
First off, everybody wants to know what he thinks. Andy is
exactly.
All he cares
Andy
about.
Savage.
Yeah.
What was your favorite of the week?
We got to hear more
from
Andy.
What was my favorite of the ones we drank?
Yes.
Probably the second one.
The
fruitier?
The Grassroots Brewing Brothers.
There's nothing
Sunday.
On that.
All right.
I know what he can pronounce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brothers Slung.
All we know is that Luke came from Japan to brew that one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good beer.
Thanks, Luke.
Beer Mansky, what was your pick?
Backyard Rye, followed by the Stop Clever.
Groucho.
Well, I know I can't pick the sponsor beer, but I've never had sponsor beer, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm going for it.
Fuck it. All right. Hippie, you make your own decision?
Fuck you.
Fuck it, Bourbon County.
Okay. I don't care if I know what he's going to pick. This guy's as big as Bourbon County fanboys.
You
want to
go with that one?
I know what he's
doing. Yeah, that's a good beer, isn't it? Andy Savage is changing his vote.
Oh, what did you change your vote to? Okay.
The Syncopathic from Distill from Bloomington, Illinois.
I really enjoyed the Backyard Rye.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
That was that was really good because I like anything that Mary and Barry brews. I'm a big fan of his.
Find me a Mary.
She
and
was
Barry.
A librarian, right?
No, that was
yes.
No.
Wow.
76 trombones led the big parade. 110 cornets close by.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Louisiana. Paris, France.
Thank you for all that thought of the Nose of Music Man.
Did you guys have me confused?
But the worst part about that is I can say I was raised
on trouble right here in River City.
Yeah. With a capital T and
a P, and that stands for pool.
Here's the problem, kids. I was raised with four channels, and on a Saturday night in the Midwest,
we'd watch
The Music Man because that was the only thing on TV on those four channels. These guys had plenty of stuff to watch, and they're still
my mom bought it for me on VHS, that's more disconcerting to me, okay? I used to watch that shit on VHS.
I'm okay with this shit. These guys, I don't know where the hell they're getting this shit from.
There's no excuse for it.
Maybe I'm normal as fuck then over here, because I don't know what's going on.
Then you are. I agree. The hippie is normal.
If you didn't have knowledge of The Music Man, you do not appreciate the Simpsons episode of The Monorail.
Rum Tug Tugger. Cats.
That whole episode of the monorail in Springfield was based on The Music Man.
I need to watch that.
I have not watched The Simpsons.
You will, if you were a fan of The Music Man, you will appreciate that episode.
So the last episode I think I was on is almost my birthday, and this motherfucker's like, "Happy birthday, Lisa!"
Happy birthday.
It cracked me up so much.
All right, well, on that note, I think we're going to just keep drinking because it's a bottle share and that's what we're going to do.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this week on Drunken Lullabies. Thank you, Hippie. Thank you, Groucho, for finally gracing us with your appearance.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Savage Andy, thank you for thank you for putting up with it. You're a good sport.
Where's my thank you?
I'm not thanking you. You're a co-host.
Well, thank you, Dustin, for hosting.
Okay.
So
thank you, Hudson, for chewing on the opener. That's fun. Future Drunken Lullabies guest in about 20 years.
16.
20 years and 3 months.
We'll do the show from Europe. No one cares.
I can't wait for Blake being that little bastard getting in my cellar, dude. He's busting out bottles, just drinking them, taking them with him and his friends.
Well, we're just going to keep on drinking. But until next week, may your music be loud and may your beers be cold. We will see you in a week. Cheers, Drunkomaniacs.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.